Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Horton. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Connolly. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Connolly. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Scourin moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen is walked intentionally. Bob Hefner now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hefner scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman now catching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Malzahn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski, who is chasing the ball. Skowron reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kerrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards third. Malzahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Kerrion reaches second base with a double. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Landis strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Malzahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Malzahn reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressude is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Mahias catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Mahias. Stevens moves to second. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Dick Stewart. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.